Fillingham from Channel 9. I'm here with Ron Owens. Hi, Ron.
Hi, Nick.
Now, you're from the Office Word team.
I am from the Office Word team,
and yes. Today we are going to talk about Word 2010 and your favorite features in
My
Word 2010.
My personal favorites, yes.
That's
very
cool.
A few.
That's great. Actually, we have a list here we're going to go through. The first one, let's jump straight into it, is customizing the ribbon. Tell us about that.
Customizing the ribbon,
What's
yes.
the ribbon for people that aren't aware of
That's this big band of functionality at the top. It has all your functions organized by tabs.
That's all the tools and all the actual...
Right. All the buttons in Word.
Sure, cool. That's the ribbon. Now, customizing the ribbon, what does that mean? What can we do?
Well, you might want to customize your workspace to make your work more efficient. You might have a certain task or workflow, and you want to organize your work around that. Well, you can create a custom tab and put all the buttons you need for that certain workflow on that tab.
Right, the buttons that you use more regularly than others, you can kind of put them in one
sure,
space.
Sure, you could do that.
Cool. How does that work?
Well, it's really easy to do. You just go to the File tab to go to the Backstage, and we click here on Options, and brings up the options, Word options menu here, and we're going to click Customize Ribbon. And here on the left, you see all the commands available in Word 2010, and there's a bunch of them.
Sure. So, some common ones there, copy and paste, obviously people use a lot of.
Yes, and they're filtered here. These are the popular commands. You can choose commands not in the ribbon already. You can choose main tabs. These are the tabs that are already in the ribbon, and here, I'll just open that up. You can see the groups on the Home tab. This would be great, like if you do have a workflow and you find yourself clicking around from tab to tab, and you can be more efficient if you put all those buttons on one tab. And I can show you how to do that.
Cool.
We're just going to click New tab, and it opens up a new tab there for me, and I'm going to give it a name. We're going to call it Nick's tab.
Great.
There we go, Nick's tab, and I click OK. And then we have a group. We can give the group a name. We're going to call that, we'll make this formatting. We're going to make this all about formatting.
Cool. And can I be the little piggy? Is that all right?
You can be the little piggy if you
Fantastic.
Like. Okay. And we're just going to do a quick and dirty one here. We're going to do Format Painter.
Okay.
Drag that down, and we'll open this up just one more just to make it look real. Clear formatting. We're going to put that over there. There we go. And then we click OK. And look at that.
Nick's tab, up there, top left. Great.
Yeah. And to go back, all you need to do is, let's say you want to go back the way it was, click Customize Ribbon, and you click Reset, and reset all customizations. Ask if I want to do this for sure, and I say yes, and there we go, back the way we were.
That's a very handy feature for anyone that has some kind of common task that they're doing within inside Word. They want to get to them very quickly.
Yes.
Very
cool. Efficient.
Now, the next feature we're going to look at is is the navigation pane.
The navigation pane.
So what is that part in Word?
That is one of my personal...
That's your number one?
That's my number one.
Okay.
That's my favorite child. And the reason is it makes getting around in your document a lot easier, a lot faster, and it makes finding stuff a lot easier.
Okay.
Now, to show the navigation pane, what you do is you go to the View menu, and then you click this button, Navigation Pane. There it goes. It shows up. Another way to do it is you can hit Control F, and it just shows up because it's the new Find experience. You might recognize that keyboard shortcut from
sure.
Find. And so I can search in my document. I just type, let's say I want to search on Proseware. And what's great is I'm not just getting the search term. I'm getting the search term within the context.
Sure, so it's giving you the full sentences or paragraphs or how it's used.
Right, yeah, it's kind of like in a web browser. Or a search in a web browser. So,
okay.
So I can recognize the specific instance of the search term that I'm looking for.
Sure.
So, and I can just jump to those instances in my document just by clicking on it. And I can see the instances of that search term in the thumbnail view here. This is a thumbnail of the document. And this is the browse headings view. And I can see here all the instances in the document by the highlighting there. I'm going to clear that out, and I'm going to show you how you can get around in the document really fast. You just click on these buttons here, and I am jumping to these headings. And it's also great. I remember when I was in college, you know, I'd be organizing or writing a paper, and I'd always work in an outline view, and it helped structure my thinking. Well, I think this provides that functionality there. You can always see the big picture. These headings are based on, you just got to make sure you apply styles, and that's all you need to do to enable these tabs. This is heading one, and this subheading here, that's slightly indented, that's heading two. And what's really cool is, let's say you're working on your your document, you decide, well, I want to move, let's say, I want to move benefits. I want to move that up above the implementation plan. I want that to come afterwards.
Sure.
You just grab it, drag it.
Drag it up.
And there it goes. It grabs the heading, the subheading, and all the body text, and moves it for you.
That's very handy.
Yeah.
Now, you were saying before, this is kind of an evolution of the Find menu.
Yes.
People might be familiar with previous versions of Office.
Yes, yes.
Cool. And it's now called the Navigation Pane.
It's called that. You can still get to the old Find experience. You hit Control-H, and that brings up the Find and Replace dialog box. But there's the old
Find.
The old Find, if you're nostalgic for that. Once you start working with the Navigation Pane, you just don't want to work without it.
That's
at least
correct.
I don't.
Cool. Now, there's also a new print experience in Word. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's a part of the Backstage, and I really like it because it combines the...
I just want to quickly jump in. Backstage. What's Backstage?
Backstage, well, that's what happens now when you click the File tab. Here, I'll show it to you.
Okay. Whoosh,
it takes over the screen, and this is common across all the Office apps.
Sure.
What it does with the print experience is it's combining your print preview, you can see that there.
Sure.
On the right, and the print settings, and also the page setup. It's all right there, so there's a lot less trial and error. And so I can look at my document over here, I can zoom in on my document with the print preview, go back to that full page view of that, and I can mess with my print settings, I can do multiple copies,
sure.
Choose which printer I want, and what's really
print
handy.
Settings there.
Yep, I can change my margins. Right now they're set at 1 inch, but let's say I want to change my margins. I do that, and I immediately see the feedback here. I see what that's going to look like
in print preview.
When I print. So a lot less trial and error, and I get really good feedback right away.
Now, in previous versions of Office, the print preview was actually a specific command. You had to go up into, is it File, and then look for print preview?
Whereas here it's all in one space. Yeah, and it's all in one place, and it's a lot simpler.
That's great.
Which I like.
Very cool. Now, there's another new feature called Paste Preview. Tell us
yes.
about that.
Oh, yes, Paste Preview. Okay.
This is another one of your favorites.
I do really like it, just because it's something you use all the time.
Sure.
You know, the navigation pane, you're going to use that all the time.
Right.
And actually, one of the most common things that people do in Word is cut and paste text.
Of course.
And probably the second most common thing they do is undo, because they paste it and go, oh, that didn't look right. I try again. And, the paste preview saves you that extra step. And here I'm going to show you how it works. I'm going to grab this, and I'm going to drag down, grab that picture and all that. And I'm just going to go over here so you see what I'm doing. I'm going to go to the Home tab and click Copy. I could just hit Control-C, but I'm going to do that so you see what I'm doing. And I'm then going to go over to the Home tab, and I'm going to do Paste. And this drop-down appears, and this is going to show me a preview of what this is going to look like. Here I'm using the destination theme. So it's taking the headings and the subheadings and the color theme of the current destination document, and it's applying that to the text and the memory there. I can keep the source formatting, and now it's taking the colors and all the headings and all that from the source document,
sure.
and it's going to paste it that way. Merge formatting, it's going into that wherever I am inserting this, like if I'm it's going to normal now because at my insertion point I have the normal style applied, so it's going to apply that to the text, or I can just do text only.
Sure.
So it took out the picture, that's why I wanted to find something with a picture. So it's just the plain text. So that's going to save you a lot of trial and error, and you get the results you want the first time. You get a preview of that. So.
That's great. And you were hovering over those four options, too, to see how they would actually look on the document before
right.
applying them.
You get a live preview.
Hence preview.
And you can do this still with the keyboard shortcuts. I could have... here, I'm going to undo that, and I'm going to do Control-V, which is the keyboard shortcut
sure.
for paste, which most people know. And you get this
hover
menu right here. And so I can still do the keyboard shortcut, and I can just click on that little hover menu and do the exact same thing I did. So it still works with just the keyboard shortcuts.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Now, the fifth feature we're going to talk about is one that's a little bit more difficult to actually demo here in this
mm-hmm.
setting. It's about co-authoring. But tell us about what is co-authoring.
Co-authoring is it's a much talked about new feature in Word 2010. It's really great because it makes it easy for multiple authors to work in a document at the same time.
Okay.
And it makes co-authoring or collaborating on a document much simpler.
Okay.
Because, if you want, let's say you have a dozen people and you're all working on a document, what usually happens is you send out a dozen copies and then you get a dozen different copies back, and you have to manage that and merge all the changes. So it gets difficult. With co-authoring, you're all working in the same document at the same time.
Okay.
And all you need is SharePoint Foundation 2010 or Windows Live SkyDrive account.
Okay.
You save it to that location, and then you just send out a link to the people you're going to be co-authoring with, and they open that link, and you're co-authoring. And it's a pretty simple experience. A little window, a little balloon appears saying, hey, Joni has just entered this document, or David has just entered this document. And you can see where they're working. A little bracket appears,
and that
area is locked while they're working on it. And so you can all be working on the same document at the same time, and it's much simpler. It's just like one document.
Great, and will really help with version control too.
Yes.
You don't want to have
yes.
12 different documents.
Right, and also edits. Like another scenario would be maybe you save it to a SharePoint site and people check it out and check it back in. Well, that could be frustrating for the people you're working with because they have to wait their turn.
Yeah, exactly. So
this is much more efficient.
And you did mention SkyDrive, so I'm assuming that you just students or anyone at home could
sure,
actually take
I imagine that would
feature.
Be something that home users
definitely
might, use more. Business users would probably be using SharePoint.
Fantastic. Well, that's great. 5 new features. Now, for more information on Office 2010, obviously Channel 9 is one location to go to, and there's an Office 2010 website.
I'm going to promote office.com. Go there for your help and how-to.
Fantastic. And also make sure you visit Channel 9 for more interesting videos on Office. Thanks very much, Ron.
Thank you, Nick.
Cheers.